What are you talking about? The comic food.
Pardon?
That cow pie thing.
I'm sure I saw. I might have been dreaming.
Classic
dreaming.
But I'm sure I saw somewhere that they'd made like these desperate down type cow pies.
To sleep with a beaming smile on his face.
Oh, God, wet patch.
I had the best dream ever last night. It's a weird, version of Inception. We gotta go deeper. Billy Wiz.
Mum's calls.
The kick they get to wake them up from each level is dad hitting them with a slipper. It's like a Photoshop.
Old style.
Beano Inception.
Dandy.
I've just seen the game I've done for this one. Jesus Christ.
Holding the fork.
holding the fork. Well, we'll see.
Right, was invented in 1522.
Jules. Should we start this one?
Thought it was a spork. Trick question.
Spork became before the fork. It's really weird.
The spork is like the mule of the cutlery, isn't it?
The mule.
What's that when you breed a thing and a donkey and a horse? Is it a mule? Ass. What is it?
Ass, isn't it? Okay. Abomination.
Hello and welcome to the Great British Sitcom, the last in the series. The show in which we watch some potentially forgotten sitcom classics to see if it's the time. Why is that funny?
He said it like Lucien Sanchez.
Like who?
Like Matt Berry in Dark Place. Last in the series! It was good. You didn't see it back, it would sound like that. You can always cut this out anyway, don't worry.
I'm Mark.
Last in the series!
Last in the series, episode 6.
Thank you for that. I hope this is a good one, out of a bang.
We'll see, we will see.
Like a firework.
I'm starting again. Paper. What? I'm Mark, that's Chris Wood, and that's Chris Jones.
Yep.
Today we are watching Holding the Fort. Would you pick this one? Any particular reason at all you picked this one?
Just had the name Fort in it, and I assumed it would be maybe a look at traditional forts from sort of history, but yeah. I don't think it is.
Oh. Hmm? Why? How do you... Oh, you've looked it up?
Yeah.
It's not about forts?
It's not about forts, no. Well, it's not about forts in the sense of... If you're thinking about a fort as being like a defensive structure for like an army on the move, maybe, or into new territory. I mean, but if you're looking at the very much like, if you're looking at that phrase of like, you know, the Englishman's house is his castle, the fort, and you know, concept. Holding the fort is holding your house. It's kind of like a very abstract telling of the word. So in some ways it is.
But I don't think it would be actually.
But in the way that counts, it isn't. And I think there's going to be very little
combat.
Wooden palisades being erected. Disappointing.
So that's your question, Mark?
Probably. I don't know.
I don't know the word fort. I like the word fort.
Fort.
It's like when you're kids, you build a fort out of like bed sheets. No, like totally. It's like when you build a fort when you're a kid and you dig a moat, fill it with stakes, and you
boil up
like
some, boil up
bit
some pitch.
Mound. Yeah, have some pitch. You know, just like that.
Just the usual stuff.
How many episodes descend into this? Just me going, yeah, history chat.
What did you expect, Mark? It's been like this from day one.
Nothing else, yeah, true. Yeah.
Anyway, trains. what do we think it's going to be about?
I won't interrupt you, yeah. Carry on talking about thoughts, everyone.
I think there's going to be plenty more to come with all this.
Yeah, don't worry about
that. We want to front load it.
Little wink.
We don't want to front load the episode of Fort Short. Because people might switch off. If they think that's the end of the Fort Short chat, they might just switch off the episode. Yeah. It's like, well, I've got what we need.
There's more to come, hopefully. All right, well, we've got a serious premise here. Does anyone want to read that out?
Chris did last time. I might as well.
Yeah. Read the other bits as well, if you want.
I probably will. All right, serious premise. A role reversal comedy in which...
Sorry, what? No, is that not something we did?
Russell.
Playing the long game. A role reversal comedy in which the premise was that...
Jesus Christ. Change the tense. The language is hard.
A role reversal comedy in which the premise is that Russell Milburn... Davison becomes a house husband to raise his baby daughter while his wife, Penny Hodge, a captain in the Women's Royal Army Corps, goes out to work. Russell's friend Fitzroy, or Fitz, Kelly, adds to the comic tension by encouraging Russell's enthusiasm for football, pacifism, and beer. Written by Maurice Gran, or Maurice Granma, as I call him, Lawrence Marks, who did Birds of a Feather and Goodnight Sweetheart. That's
two good signs.
Two. Classics in the genre. There were three series, 20 episodes, aired between 1980 and 1982. Series rating, an average rating of 6.4 out of 10.
It's quite low. But then considering...
Lost Osprey.
Lost Osprey was 8 out of 10.
Oh, yeah.
Like, come on.
Ratings mean nothing, as we know.
Yeah.
So Peter Davison, maybe more well known as Doctor Who from 1981 to 1984.
Who?
Brilliant. Peter Davison.
Brilliant. The classic joke.
He was the Doctor Who had the cricket jumper, didn't he?
No, I watched it.
Oh. No. I've only watched like the opposite episode. It's quite old.
he put the hook out there, and the angry little fridge came along.
I've never watched Doctor Who either.
What a lie.
What do you mean, what a lie? Not a secret.
Oh, I've got a special screwdriver. Pathetic. It's like Doctor Who, right?
I think I've said this before. I've only ever caught a bit of it whilst on holiday somewhere on TV. Just had it on in the background whilst I was getting ready.
Anything you caught on holiday, is it, eh? Herpes.
Okay.
Patricia Hodge is Penny in... Oh, yeah, she's also from The Elephant Man as Screaming Man. And Matthew Kelly as Fitz, also known from presenting Stars in Their Eyes and being wrongly accused of child sexual abuse.
Yep. I mean, that's not in my notes, but yeah, that is true.
Isn't that?
Yeah,
it's bad, though. Well bad. You got done.
Yeah. So... terrible.
Matty Kells. So, guys, what do you think? What do you know of the theme tune / image it will be?
Is that image?
It's his image. Wow.
Fucking hell. Can't just be me. It's got to be the autocorrect.
Image all the people. Live for today.
Yep.
Image there's no heaven.
Oh, I'm getting it now. It's the typo of image instead of imagine.
Yeah.
I wonder what he's doing. Yeah. I was thinking of
Chris has fucking lost it.
When he said image, I was thinking, oh, right, what, like the image on the title sequence?
What do you reckon, Joker, do it, Wells? Oh, sorry.
Please don't scroll too far because you'll see the game.
Don't get the answers.
We accidentally caught a bit of the intro of the theme tune.
We did actually. Yeah.
You were here as well.
Sorry.
I think you actually bellowed Penny Whistle. So yeah,
it's good. One second heard. Yeah, it's very much a polyfiller
theme
tune.
The instruments, yeah. Yeah. Multi-purpose.
So it's
fully
dry
24 hours. Sorry, I don't.
don't tell me about polyfiller.
Go on. What
are
you saying?
Oh,
come on.
So is this like a role reversal premise?
Yeah, pretty much. They stand the sort of role reversal.
So it's going to be the man's doing the things, he's doing it wrong, and the woman's like, can't believe how inept he is, I guess.
Committing war crimes probably as well.
Is she away at war or whatever? Or
like I don't know. Is there a war in the 80s?
Falklands in 82, wasn't it?
Yeah, I was on a boat though.
Sorry?
Was there any troops on the ground involved? So was it just all naval?
Yeah, it was like the SAS got involved.
Oh, did they?
But yeah, we're supported mainly by sort of naval support, you know. What do you think about the Falklands, Mark? It's justified?
It's got anything to do with Argentina, this one?
Yes, it does.
Yes!
Or as they call it, the Las Malvinas.
Las Malvinas.
So they call it Falklands, incorrectly. But
I don't know much about it.
Why are there English people speaking on the Falkland Islands?
Well, because it's one of our. It's like.
Yeah, do we own it then?
We own it. It's like.
Why?
Why not?
Well, we took over the world.
So we'd be pretty annoyed if there were Argentinian people and like the Isle of Wight, wouldn't we? We'd be like, well, that's not right.
Well, yeah, but that's like just the historical thing, isn't it? You think like America, America says we should give Falklands back, but then you look at on a map and see how far Hawaii is from America. There's no claim to that. that land, is there, for America, really, in terms of distance?
I don't know, I bought it, though, didn't I?
Well, yeah, but only insofar as we got our sort of, the other countries get their own sort of lands. I don't think they bought it.
Yeah, they bought loads of stuff, didn't they? They bought bits of Mexico. They purchased loads of parts of the country.
Well, yeah, but I suppose you've got a very loose holding on the amounts that they paid for in history, like when they buy in like Native American land, you know.
Yeah, for a bunch of beads that mean nothing.
I don't know.
Holding the fort, anything to say about this? We just said the theme tune was like penny whistle sort of noise.
Sounds like a pretty progressive theme in that, you know, it's hilarious that a man is doing domestic things and a woman's in the army. Imagine that.
That is funny though, isn't it? Don't you always like when you're doing Hoover,
what, women in the army?
When you're doing hoovering though, you're just like chuckling, aren't you? You're laughing. I'm always like, what am I doing? Doing a bit dusting, it's just hilarious. Mr. Sheen comes out, every time I see his little face. Winds me right up.
What was the other sitcom we watched when they were like in the RAF? Do you remember Christmas one we did?
I can't remember what it's called, but it was where they were living on the barracks, weren't they?
Yeah.
Get Some In or something.
I see, Get Some In.
Yeah, Get Some In, well done, yeah.
Yeah.
Do you reckon they have any sort of crossovers with that at all?
Nope.
None. Zero. Not at all. Unless the wife comes home and goes, oh, there was these lads on the barracks.
Yeah.
Completely different branch of the armed forces, but. Yeah.
Let me try again. Do you reckon it's got any crossover with My Hero? Just keep going to.
Oh, definitely. 100%.
Got talking baby.
I think the ending of this series, the final scene is she's in an office and they get called in. There's a baby that's just crash landed in a little thermo capsule.
Yeah, fingers crossed.
A little superimposed odd little O'Hanlon face.
Bloody hope so. Alright, should we go ahead and watch this?
Yep.
Brilliant. Alright, well, we're going to watch Holding the Fort. Series 1, Episode 1 we're watching, the debut episode. So yeah, Holding the Fort.
I remember when I got convinced that when we did the survival training in the swimming pool, that I got convinced because we had food period one, pee period two, and I bought in my like tracksuit bottoms and t-shirt, and then the people I was sitting with spent the whole lesson convincing me that I also needed trainers because you had to kick them off, and then the only trainers I had were in my locker and they were muddy, so in the line through to the lesson stressing thinking I'm God, so getting up to the front of the line and saying, oh, I've got my shoes.
Jumped in the pool cowboy boots on. Can't get them off.
I've got my trainers, but they're a bit muddy. Is that going to be all right to go to the pool with them? It just deadpan looks at me. Don't wear shoes in the swimming pool.
Don't even wear your shoes. It's good that survival training, though, wearing pyjamas and things.
You always crash.
That's what they insist in the Navy.
At night.
In the Navy, in combat situations. Everybody, put your pyjamas on. We're going down. Sir, my shoes are muddy. Let's forget that now. We haven't got time. We haven't got time for that.
This is a survival situation.
Get your gym jams on, everyone.
Yeah, but that's why the Navy uniform's very light, isn't it?
It's code sleepy time. We're coming down.
Well, speaking of Navy, Army holding the fort.
Seamless.
Yeah, we just watched Series 1, Episode 1 of Holding the Fort. Anyone want to talk through the rough premise of this one?
There
is none, unfortunately.
Well, it's the pilot, or not pilot, the first episode, so it's laying a lot of the ground for work for what's to come. Uh-huh. Chris, tell us more about it.
Well, it's just a sitcom, really, and it's got characters set in a house.
Sure.
Well, it's the same from the premise. It's like role reverse, wasn't it? So it's got the lady, woman,
girl,
the wife. The wife's at home with the baby. She's sorting out the plumbing, like doing like just household tasks, not enjoying it. Then the husband comes home. He's a bit like taking it for granted. Like, where's my dinner?
Flippant.
Yeah, he's not appreciative at all. But then, to be fair, he hasn't got any dinner. So I can tell what I'll be raging. But I do all the cooking. But anyway.
But seriously.
Alice is the one raging.
Yeah. Yeah, she sits down and waits. But anyway. they find that they're having the money troubles, and then you find out that his job isn't as high a paying as her one was. So the fact that she had to take her time off means they run into a bit of sort of debt, final bills and that sort of thing. Then can't remember whether it floated the idea then of her going back to work. Did they talk about it then? I can't remember.
I don't think it really came up until like the final part of it, essentially, with when Kelly appears. I think Kelly essentially instigated the whole.
But she went back to the base before then, didn't she? Because when Kelly, yeah, because right, she went back to the base, and then they're in the kitchen, and Kelly comes in, breaks in, doesn't he?
Yeah,
breaks
he's
in.
He's got a spare key. He's got a spare key.
He's got a spare key.
Yeah. So yeah, they.
Even if you get into a house with a key, and you're not supposed to be, you're still breaking in.
Trespassing.
Trespassing. Yeah. Not breaking and entering, but B of E. Slap nursed. First for lunch.
So it's setting up the whole premise of, you know. He's the husband works for a brewery, right? He's a brewer.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. He's unsatisfied. Dissatisfied. Because why? It doesn't like the beer. It's not doing very good.
You're product. Saying about the fact that brewing, just not very good beer.
Has he been promoted? That's why he got a car.
He's offered a promotion, but if he goes to
Scottish Border.
Scottish Border. And if he doesn't take the promotion, essentially he has to take redundancy. I think.
Yeah, they're moving the brewery, so you either move or you take voluntary redundancy, pretty standard practice. Yeah.
He worked 13 years at the company, which...
Unlucky for some.
Yeah, I feel like it's overanalyzing, obviously, but like 13 is an odd number to pick. For a company, well, if you pick there's common numbers, 8, 17, there's like really 42, there's really common like comedy numbers that people use.
What,
yeah, like watch a lot of
17,
like, yeah, 17. Well, you'll see it now, you hear it. Trust me, 17. Fun fact about number 17 on a roulette board.
So repeating 17 doesn't make it more true.
Oh, actually, that sounds good.
You do say that, but 17,
good year.
Yeah. Yes, it's the most. That's tangent.
No, go on.
Yeah, no, they're.
It's
they're
come out, but carry on.
No, they just comedy numbers, and 13 just felt like a weird choice.
They're in 42. That's Hitchhiker's Guide, isn't it?
Yeah.
That's what I got for that one. 13 is the number of years in which you've worked for the
company.
It's felt like an odd choice of a number for.
Why is that? I don't know.
That's the same. I don't really think overanalyzing, that. But
I thought 17 years would be too long.
Yeah,
and 42. God, I mean, when do you start working?
I know
8's really not really long enough, is it? It's gonna be over 10 years.
It's probably 13. It's probably that perfect number in between 8 and 17. That was the right amount of years.
Yeah, perfect. All right, so break it down, Mark. Break it down.
All right. Well, factually, it's probably.
It's gonna have to be between 10 and 15, isn't it?
Why?
Because, like Chris says, he's not old enough to have worked there for 17 years. But then 8 isn't really long enough to. Be like a long time on a job. 8's quite long, I suppose, but over 10 years.
All right, fine. I'm incorrect. I'll take that.
Okay, fine. So we reasoned it out with logic. We didn't just repeat 7. We didn't repeat 13 to you.
I'm just looking for the gags. That's all.
Yeah, Alan Partridge. They always use round numbers, don't they?
I can't think.
I've listened to like a commentary, and they said they made a point of using always. They were like they always use a round number, so like line is 50.
8, 9, 10.
No, like a round, like 10, 15.
Multiples of 10.
Thank you.
Five or 10 or just 10? Huh? Multiples of 5 or 10 or just 10?
Don't confuse me.
No, like I should say numbers with a circle in them, so it wasn't based on mass.
Shapes. No, I was the one where he was on a radio broadcast and he got complaints. I'm like, how many complaints have you had? Like 100. It's always like a multiples of 5. I don't know, like 10. 15, you know.
Has a sign ending in a 5 ever been mentioned?
What's like a 10? What's like 50 and 100? What are they?
What?
Right, so if it always ends in a 0, it's multiples of 10.
Okay, that multiples of 10. Are we going to keep that stuff in then about numbers?
No. It's really good. I thought it's good.
That happens every time you bring up numbers.
I just like numbers.
You try to work something out.
No, they're still really good then, bits.
Are they?
Yeah, I like listening back to them.
So he's got so he has to choose between, and I don't want to relocate, it's far away. Yeah?
Yeah, she's refusing to. He was saying, like, don't be so selfish. She said, well, you're being selfish and moving. Fuck, consult with me. Yeah.
There's a lot of anti-Northern / anti-Scottish jokes in this, which we all approved of.
Yep.
Funny. So.
But true.
Oh, yeah, it's all based in fact. That's the best kind of comedy is.
I think I'm basing it on the fact it's very remote and it was, like, going to not be no, like, yeah.
I mean, she was aghast at the fact that the potentially moving to Reading, so wasn't happy about going to the border town.
Yeah, I'd love to live in the country, just like, yeah.
I'll be well bored.
Shooting trespassers.
I wouldn't like to live where you're just, like, one house in a field, though.
You wouldn't?
That. No. Because I always watch Grand Designs and there's a house in a field and I always think, like, at the minute, if I hear a noise at night, oh, yeah. I'm like up out the window looking. Like, what's happening?
With the gun,
the sword.
It goes there.
Glint in the moonlight, threatening.
Like the portcullis.
No, but you hear something in the garden, don't you? Like a fence rattle, and you're like, you know, it's a fox, but you're up and looking, thinking, what is it?
Yeah.
Do you get that?
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, so hearing the noise at night, or like a house creaks downstairs, and you're like, oh, you're awake, yeah. Like a shot. But I always think if I lived in a field.
In a field?
No, like in a like in a house where you're just the only house, and you heard something like scratching or at night. I don't know why, but I just think I'd get mega extra freaked out knowing that there weren't like houses around.
I just think about living in a house like in the middle of a field, and you go shopping and come home, and you're like, I didn't get any rice. Yeah. And you've got to go, it's like in the middle of fucking, you can't walk anywhere.
Yeah, we can't pop around to like shop or something. Yeah, or it's so remote, you got to always. But anyway, so I'd like to live in a country, but in a bit of a built up
country.
Bit of country.
Okay, yeah. Any estate agents listening, forget what we said last time, but
we love some help.
Someone who didn't want to live in a country is his wife. What's her name? Oh, she starts off with, so let's just get this out of the way, like the premise. So then at the end of it, they decide that he's going to stay at home, look after the baby, take the redundancy money.
Yep.
Bit of money, because that's why he's going to get so much. He's been there for...
13 years.
Hilarious 13 years.
A few thousand, doesn't it?
Yeah, which back then. Work out how much that is now.
when was this?
1982. We don't know how much he was paid, do we?
Well, he said it was a few thousand.
He gets a few thousand.
So let's say what £1,000 in 1982 is.
This is going to be funny.
What's the number we're using as his wages?
I don't care about his wages.
What are you working out then?
I'm trying to work out the redundancy. Like,
yeah, but what number? You got 13 years, and what?
No,
else?
No, no. He just said a couple of thousand. So I'm going to say like a couple of thousand is like two or three.
Oh, okay,
So I'm going to work out if you got two or three. I'm not trying to work out his base wage.
That's what I thought you were trying to work out.
Sound method, Mark. Don't worry.
Yeah. All right. Okay. Sorry. I thought you were trying to work out something else.
It's not me trying to work it out. Don't worry.
So £1,000 in 1982, it would be £3,054 13p today. So I mean, if he got if you got 3,000 off that, that's about $9,000. I mean, that's enough to like.
Oh, hang on. What's £9,000?
Well, because
if he had
three times three.
£3,000.
£1,000 is £3,000.
Right.
So if he had £3,000 then, it would be equivalent of £9,000 today.
Okay.
Funny.
That's right, isn't it?
Yeah, no, I just didn't understand. Sorry.
Don't understand what?
Times in three. Three.
I think I misheard something.
Oh, why? What do you think?
Why is that upset about the numbers now?
Can I check my numbers?
You've really gone down it now since the 13 chat, since we proved you wrong about the 13.
No, I just misunderstood where this equation was going.
Don't beat yourself up. Sorry.
I'm not really doing an equation. It's just on.
That's what I mean.
To be fair, I haven't really done much working out. It's on a site here.
I think that's why I'm disappointed.
So if he had like about say £6,000-£9,000, all he's doing is trying to set up a little home brewery. That's enough to set up a little business, isn't it? Really?
Yeah, could do that.
Anyway,
premise?
I don't know. So it ended up they decided that he was going to be a stay-at-home husband.
Yeah.
Lucky.
Yep.
And she was going to go back into the army.
Yeah, that's pretty much it, isn't it?
Yep.
Yeah, so he's gonna stay home, start his own brew company. Look after a kid. Which of his one things, beer and babies, they do mix.
Yeah. You couldn't organise a piss up in a brewery. So it starts off with doing some plumbing, right? She's dressed as a street urchin.
Chris was
furious because he wanted to qualify.
Pointless hat. I didn't get that. Didn't
she had work. It was workman's clothes, wasn't it?
Yeah, but if I'm doing some DIY at home, I don't put on a costume.
No, but you put on clothes that would be like clothes that you would wear and you don't mind getting like dirty. Like I've got like some tracksuit bottoms that got plaster on them and like a jumper that I got plaster on. A lot of plaster on all over me. Mint's gone to walls. No, but you'd wear like stuff that you wouldn't wear like clothes that you wear out, like normal clothes, would you?
Yeah.
Normal clothes.
Yeah, but she was dressed like
Yeah, but it should probably trying to over-egg it. And the hat keeps your hair nice and clean.
She could have just had some overalls on, though. Be like, oh, right, I understand what she's doing. But she was dressed like a fucking newspaper boy.
No, she was. She was. Dungarees.
It was the hat, wasn't it?
Yeah, the hat.
It was her hat. So the hat felt weird, but when you said about holding her hair back, that made sense.
Yeah, keeps your hair out all the time. Well, she might have had one. She's had a hat. It's a working hat. Work hat.
Work
hat. Have a little work hat.
Yeah, you can't. Sorry, can't come on a building site with a flat cap. I'm afraid.
Little barrow.
A friendly building site.
Le bricks.
What do you think the funniest hat is? It's the top hat.
It's the one with the propeller on.
Oh, it's not funny. I hate that hat. Sorry. Like when kids wear that hat. Has anyone ever worn one of those hats with the propeller on? Like in real life.
It's a dance. I have. Yeah.
IRL.
I had one for a while.
Yeah, no, I haven't, unfortunately.
No, don't know.
But it's got a novelty hat, though.
Oh, it's a novelty. Yeah, it's a novelty hat. Yeah,
it's a hat that's. I class that as a hat that you're meant to think is funny, but just by that action, it's not.
Yeah.
Yeah, like a jester. Jester's not funny.
Top three best hats.
Good question, Mark. Let's think. Put a pirate hat. They're good. Like the three-cornered pirate kind of hat. Tricorn hat.
Sorry. Yeah, okay.
But what are we judging this on? Are we judging this on looks or modern day practicality of you actually needing to wear that hat?
Got to a job interview. Well, I think we covered this then. So we're standing test of time.
You've not spoken a single bit about Matthew Kennan, have we?
Fits. Right. So the beginning bit is the
character in this, essentially. Like, who? We've got the obvious dynamic of the man and the woman, where it's kind of like a role reversal. We've established that, but then you get Fitz coming in as played by Matthew Kelly. How does he fit into this? Has he fit into the third trifactor of this
pirate?
He's kind of
like the wacky friend, isn't he?
Yeah.
Like trying to like bring in a bit of comic relief, I guess. I thought it was quite good.
It was a bit full on for me, but I can understand.
Yeah, it's a bit in, but then it's pilot, isn't it? They're trying to just get a lot into that one episode, didn't they? Of what the character is.
I thought it was a really good first episode in terms of establishing. Mm-hmm, yeah. I've got faith that the following episodes didn't establish anything else. I feel like they're kind of...
Didn't need to.
Yeah, exactly. I feel like they've done everything in that one, and I don't believe that they would have had to do that anymore. There'd be little nods to it, which is obviously the comedy, but I think they've got enough in this that worked really nicely for me.
No, you're right. Yeah, I think you're right.
Yeah, I thought characters would do quite well. They all... worked well together. Like they seemed quite natural. Like it wasn't like a forced performance. I didn't think from any of them. It was quite good.
All felt quite genuine. Yeah.
Yeah.
I didn't understand the relationship between Fitz and the husband, but I didn't care that I didn't understand.
Didn't they work together or something? The brewery.
Well, he was a driver, wasn't he? So he must have been a brewery driver.
There you go.
Oh, I missed that. Okay, fair. Okay, I didn't hear that bit. Joke of the week for anyone? Do you want to jump straight to that, or do you want to go for any more of the?
We've not mentioned anything about this.
No, we've not. And yeah,
there's a plumbing scene. She's fixing the plumbing
sink.
Thank you. Which kind of is like a little bit of foreshadowing in that she's like kind of doing the man's work. She didn't do it very successfully. You called it early. She had to shut the stopcock or whatever. Squirt water in her face. Classic.
Yeah.
And then a nanny calls. Didn't really go anywhere. It's just establishing that they didn't have a lot of money.
Blinky.
And they had a childcare problem.
Yeah. What did you think of that split screen thing?
Very abrupt, wasn't it?
Yeah, I didn't. It came out of nowhere for me, and it's not something you often... Do you see that in sitcoms that often? I can't think of another one.
Do you see split screens in sitcoms?
No, but like modern day ones.
Good feature.
Modern day ones.
I preferred it to them just constantly cutting back and forth.
It made sense.
I would have
been
annoying.
Just talking into a phone and you just kind of hearing the conversation or just hearing her side of it. I thought it was probably the best way to do
that scene, wasn't it,
really?
I can't argue that. Fair. Do you think that woman is going to appear later on, the nanny that phoned up. No, I think it's just an established money issues.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
A childcare issue and money issues. Which, again, you're right, it was a career fishing. It was one phone call set up those two things.
Yeah.
So he came back and he had some bills. He's very flippant about it, as Chris mentioned.
Mm.
And they're discussing what to do. And he's like, no, come outside. And he's got a new car.
Mm-hmm.
He's got 5 gears.
Yep.
Which is a good feature.
Had an aerial
went up and
radio,
down.
Push-button radio.
Push-button radio, yeah. And they block out Tony Blackburn, yeah, special feature.
Yeah, it was right. It's just a car, wasn't it?
Tony Blackburn get done for
purposes? No, not Blackburn, surely.
I've got no idea. I don't know.
So always on the hunt for usually.
Well, it's the era, isn't it? A lot of every other person seems to have been.
Every other person. It's a bit speculative, isn't it?
Yes.
50%. 50% of all TV personalities.
Around 50%. Yeah. Give or take.
So he's showing off the car.
This was where the joke of the week was, wasn't it? Or was it later on?
No, it's the South for joke of the week. Yeah. Getting a little flirting in the car, push their seat back.
Yeah, oh, push the seat back. Oh, and then he
didn't kiss her, just like nuzzled up.
A bit, you couldn't see there's a bit of light fingering, I reckon, going on.
That's just
straight of fifth gear.
That was just to get him relaxed into the scene.
Fifth first. What's the faster one? I don't know.
I did it for every scene.
It's a method. He's a method.
Get the chemistry going.
Yeah, really handsy. Anyway.
Oh, this is absolute nonsense.
Incomprehensible, that's the word. Okay. We tried to take the Lost Dos Bros editing thing. We just put a load of random stuff together. We'll cut it together. That's an episode.
We'll just put like a laugh track over it and then people will just think it's funny.
Oh, he's fallen off a chair.
He's so annoyed. No, I can't think about it.
It's hard. It's too hard to think, isn't it? Right. So he's in the car. Yeah.
After the car, it's the nighttime scene, right, isn't it? Where they've been woken up in the house
by the
burglar. An intruder in the house, so it's the standard like, oh, we think someone's in the kitchen, they're walking down, they got the cricket bat, but it's the standard, oh, I don't want to go in there, call the police, oh, the phone's in the kitchen, so yeah. They're kind of like, oh, who's going in there? And then do we know it's him before they get downstairs? Because I think we see a clip of it, because he's
making a cup of tea,
he's lit, yeah, so it's like it's all so dark and it's a silhouette,
yeah,
but we know it's the iconic Kelly silhouette,
a very bleak ending to a sitcom. It's their friend.
Murdered by Kelly.
But they go down. They find out it's him, and he's quite a light character, isn't he? He's a bit like a cheeky, chappy. You know. Yeah.
Is that his actual voice, or is he like amping it up a bit? It felt a bit. I don't remember him sounding like that.
He was quite young, wasn't he? Like, was this one of his first TV roles or anything? Because usually when they like when we've seen.
Chegwin.
Yeah, but they're like put like keen, aren't they? Obviously, yeah, exactly. Amping it up for the show and things like that. A lot of energy, wouldn't
like,
there?
Like, went to theatre school and was trained, like, so I think that's why he's so.
So, yeah, when they said to him, can you put it a really downplay the part? No, no, he did it.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I thought he brought the two other actors together quite nicely.
Exactly, that's what I'm trying to think of the words. Yeah, you're right. And he moved the plot on well, and he was like kind of a.
It was his first major TV appearances. Was in Holding the Fort. Yeah, would have been his first TV appearance.
Breakthrough appearance.
Yeah, I feel like we've seen other things where you've got this additional character that's kind of the bad influence on the main person because there's no real main person in this. He did quite well with like bouncing either side to try, build the story.
I think from the premise, it looks like in the other episodes he is the bad influence on the husband.
Oh, he is. Okay. Right.
But when I say bad influence, he's just trying to get him to...
Get him into heroin. I'll try it.
Some of this in the beer.
Ahead of its time. No, I thought it was good. It's right. I was just shocked how tall he was as well.
He was tall.
Bloody giant, wasn't he? Yeah.
It was a nightmare to block it and...
Mm.
Have to move the camera back about 20 feet to get him in.
It's false perspective, like Lord of the Rings.
You should have just thinking that, yeah.
He had to stand about.
Foot back in the trench.
It's actually quite a very economical episode to set everything up. You're right, yeah. So then he kind of decides to, as we said earlier, use his redundancy money to maybe set up her own brewery. He'll be a stay-at-home dad. There's a scene we haven't talked about where she goes to the barracks to talk to the colonel or whatever.
Yeah, we haven't... I don't think it really brought much to it.
Well, it establishes that she's...
He's welcome back in the army.
Welcome back in the army, and she's good at the job, so she'll easily be able to walk back into it, and then... it's an option, isn't it?
That's fair. It's a really good establishing bit in that there was the guy that wolf whistled her or something, I think it was.
Yeah, the two guys washing the car.
Yeah.
Scottish guys, weren't they?
The guy on the left was definitely Scottish.
I deduced he was Scottish because he wolf whistled her and said, "You're like a haggis to a starving man."
Just clues they get to you.
It's very subtle.
Yeah.
That's after he tossed the caber out of the way. And,
Swigged some of my improve. they were polishing the car, so I assume they were chauffeurs. I don't know.
Not too bad, job.
The only reason she mentioned the only reason she was discharged is because she was pregnant.
That's the first note I wrote, actually. Yeah, discharged for being pregnant.
Dishonorably discharged. Your uterus brings a shame. On the papers.
So that's kind of setting that up, yeah. And then, they're wolf whistling her because she's dressed in her quote-unquote civvies, yeah. She goes wolf whistled and she's like, sort of plays along a bit, and then she goes, oh, I look even better in uniform. A captain's uniform.
Yeah.
And then they jump to attention and she makes them jog on the spot and then she walks off.
Mm. And just leaves them there jogging.
Mm-hmm. And rumour has it that they're still jogging to this day.
Skeletons.
They were a reoccurring character on the Halloween special. They made a guest appearance in the Funny Bones live action series as well.
Holding the spooky fort.
Fucking hell.
I take it back. It was a good establishing scene to show her her character.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Where do we go from here, though? Does Matthew Kelly appear in this twice, or is it just when he broke in?
Just when he breaks in.
Okay. He breaks in, makes tea, has a couple of pints of beer, and then they say, they kind of get to the fact of, like, he's agreed that he's kind of going to use his redundancy money to set up a home brewery and look after the kid.
Yeah.
And then they say something like, oh, let's sleep on it. So mm-hmm. then the two married couple leave the room and Matthew Kelly follows them out in a little bit. And they look at him and they're like, no.
Not tonight.
Not again.
Not tonight, Kelly. Yeah. And we said it'd be a one-time thing.
And then it cuts to them waking up at night, doesn't it? Because he's like worried. Yes. He says, I'm worried about it. And then they have it off.
Yeah. He's got I think he's got pyjamas on and she's got his green army jumper in bed.
Yeah.
Which was a little on the nose for it. But again, just shows...
Well, in case you've forgotten from two scenes before when she went to the army barracks, and they're like, yeah. Oh yeah, she is in the army. Yeah. Forgot about that.
Yeah. Not no good for survival though. You can catch Navy wearing that in bed, jumper too heavy. Too much water.
That's true. That's true.
I thought we skipped past the joke though, what I think is joke of the week for me. Yeah. I definitely wrote this down incorrectly, so you can guys help me with this hopefully. So the guy in it, whose name I forgot. That'd be the first thing I need help with.
Pete.
What, the Matthew Kelly guy?
No, the other guy.
Oh, don't know.
Matthew Kelly was Fitz.
Yeah, right. We'll just go Matt.
Penny was the woman, wasn't it?
Yeah, Penny was the woman. Robert.
Big Bob.
Robert. Yeah. So we got, Robert says, the car's going back, let's get rid of it. And Matthew Kelly says, is it stuck in reverse?
Mm.
Brilliant.
Which, yeah, I really like that. The way the delivery of it especially was really good.
Yeah, it's quite a quick fire.
Yeah. Mm.
Didn't make too much of it. And moves on.
Mm.
They didn't really make too much of anything in this, I thought. There's no real...
The laugh track was quite loud. It was quite mixed quite high, because so some of the audio dialogue was inaudible.
Yeah, a lot of the levels were off. There was some music while she was going back to see the sergeant, I guess.
Yeah, throughout, the theme music and the music throughout was like a military brass band style thing. Yeah. So I think we covered everything. I think we're kind of in agreement that it was like a good setup.
Yeah, really.
Can't imagine.
Really well done.
I can't imagine it being that funny going forward. I mean, it's going to be a lot of, you know, him being looking after the baby and like, oh, that's funny, or you know.
Yeah, similar to the me and my girl sort of thing, where it's the dad just getting on with it, but obviously without the wife.
Spam burning on.
Yeah. should we go? Does it stand the test of time? What do you think on that?
I mean,
probably wouldn't.
No.
Be a no. topic for.
It's a hard
today,
one to judge.
It?
Yeah.
It was all right. I mean, if it was on, I mean, I could see it being on like gold or something like that. There's nothing on it that was like, oh my god, that would never get made today. Was it?
Yeah, well, that's exactly. It wasn't offensive.
Well, not to you. I mean, like it's. You wouldn't successfully pitch and get made at a TV show where the main comedic premise is that a man is looking after a baby at home.
No, but...
Yeah, all right, I didn't think of that.
You wouldn't.
No, that wouldn't get made.
And it's funny that a woman's in the army doing the job.
Yeah, I'm saying it wouldn't get made today, but it's not something that you watch now and look back and it's not so bad that you think, oh, I can't believe they ever made this. Like some of the shows, some of the sitcoms we watch, you think, oh God, I can't believe there was ever a time where this was something acceptable.
It's not like horrendously offensive, but it is...
It wouldn't get made today.
It's not very progressive,
reasons.
It's quite backwards in its politics.
Yeah.
Chris reluctantly agrees, like, well...
Well...
Women should stay at home, but...
I don't know, that's what I said, I'll happily stay at home. Well, lazy. Yeah. Not because easy.
Because I'd be lazy and it'd be hilarious.
It'd be hilarious.
Yeah, I think from a premise perspective, it doesn't stand the test of time, unfortunately, but for...
Unfortunately. I regret to inform the makers.
Sorry, listeners.
It's not going into the chest. It's not going buried.
This is a new premise. Does it stand the test of time? Does it get in the chest? Is it in or out of the chest?
Mark's bucking your chest.
What goes in the chest? The good ones or the bad ones?
The ones that stand the test of time.
No, it's the like ones that don't.
Really?
What?
What was Damon in for posterity? Like no, a, like a time capsule?
I thought it was burying them. Like they don't stand the test of time.
Well, I should walk the plank if they're bad.
Right, we need to establish the code.
What's going in the box? What's in the box?
Wait. How about we have two boxes?
What a weird ending to seven. Brad Pitt, it's just like a lot of videos. It's just like a sitcoms.
Bunch of VHS tapes.
you need to have two boxes. Good box, bad box. To be light. One gets buried, and you don't chart where it's buried, so no one finds it. The other one gets the red X.
It's fucking mental. We should discuss this before we start recording. But there is a chest involved.
What?
I don't know. So it doesn't send a test of time, but we thought it was a well put together pilot episode.
Yeah. That doesn't meet whatever criteria we're running for. It doesn't meet the test of time, but I enjoyed watching it.
I enjoyed watching it, but it was horrific gender values.
Yeah.
I wouldn't say horrific. I think that's wrong as it might be, I think that's still a view that a lot of people hold today, is that there is that traditional... I know it's getting moved and challenged, but it's something that I think a lot of people still...
It's understood, but not correct.
Yeah.
As Whitney Houston said, it's not right, but it's okay.
Yeah.
I'm going to make it anyway, it being a sitcom. Mm. Whitney Houston was one of the executive producers of Hold That Fort. Hold That Fort.
Hold That Fort.
I thought that song was written by Stephen King.
Oh my God. it was written by Bill Gates. IT's not right, but it's okay.
That was his. That's what he just had his recording of his his customer service.
Bill Gates. William
it,
Gates.
It being Windows XP.
Right, so the game is it?
Yeah, should we play the game?
What game?
Should we play Mark's stupid game?
Yes.
Mark made the game. Stupid game. Mark has made a stupid game. Let's play the game. Let's play the fucking stupid game.
You have to guess what the game is for this one.
Fault or not fault? Like, famous faults?
No.
I don't know.
Based on the logic of the other games, it's not a bad guess. No. Fought in the act. Which... Yeah?
No. What about folding?
What?
Folding instead of holding?
Folding the fort.
I don't know.
No.
What about folding the hort?
No.
Folding the court. No, I'm not saying folding now, is everything like holding the court.
No, you have already guessed it earlier in the recording. You did guess what it was.
Oh, I can't remember what it was then.
No, I don't remember what it is. What?
Holding the fork.
Oh, Resident Evil 4. Oh my god, I actually guessed it.
Straight away.
What's this about then?
You hang around with fucking lunatic long enough.
I like the thing with his little name games is that even though he's got the name for it, it doesn't actually indicate anything to do with what that game might be. Holding a fork, that could be anything. What is it? Etiquette.
I dread to think what this is.
I'm going to list various types of fork.
Oh, God.
Obviously, yeah.
I want you to tell me whether it's a real fork or just one I've made up.
What?
This is...
types of fork?
This is...
So it's a list of forks I've taken from Wikipedia, which are real...
You say forks?
Yeah, types of fork.
Right, okay, fine. Yeah, right.
This is... We're not making a big... We're stunned, obviously, listeners, but... Just to take... So before we move into this,
We should go back to making puns of the...
Just aimlessly, yeah.
Just aimlessly reeling them off. Pitch your own pun.
Right, so what was me and my girl...
Different types of fork, like what? Like a garden fork? Is that one of them?
Maybe it'll come up. We'll see.
Sorry. trying to get clues.
So was the finale of that one with me and my 12? Was that the finale of season 4?
Yes.
Okay, so this is the theme. We're doing the most deranged one for the last. Me and my fork.
No, this is purely by chance.
Holding the fork.
It's not me and my fork.
Me and my fork.
That's a potential autobiography title.
This is purely by chance. I've got like a pre-written game for
Neptune.
Everyone.
Holding the
fork. Wood chose this one completely at random.
Holding the fork. We've got to guess which is the real and not real fork. Not just cutlery, forks.
Specifically a fork.
Guy Fawkes is one.
Fawkes the Phoenix, that Harry Potter? That's a real one.
Wood, you're up first.
All right.
Asparagus fork.
Asparagus fork. I guess that's true.
It is true. It's an asparagus fork.
So asparagus strikes me as a vegetable that you would need a specific fork for it.
Why
not?
Okay.
That's all the argument we need.
Why not? Perfect. So is it fork or is it fuck if it's not?
What?
We can do that.
Okay, I will.
Peak fork.
Peak?
Peak.
How's that spelled?
P-E-A-K.
Peak fork. That's the most amount of fork you can scientifically have is peak fork.
That no is more a, fork that is actual setting in the fork foundry factory.
Yeah.
She can't take it! What a peak fork!
Peak fork is it fuck?
Correct. It is false. Is it fuck?
We just make that up.
Yeah, what's your mindset of making it up though?
I don't know.
Because obviously, if you're making up a fork, are you thinking, well, it's got to be some sort of logic behind this?
Yeah.
What's your logic behind that?
Let us in behind the madness, Mark.
Is that like
show me behind the scenes. If I remember rightly, with this right in this game,
the making of here. This is the director's commentary.
I think this might have just been a random word generator.
Oh.
But sometimes it is like things that I think sound remotely similar or could be true.
Yeah. Yeah. So if you hear random word in front of a fork, it's probably made up.
Yeah.
Maybe. Shit. Scrap fork.
Scrap fork. False.
Is it false? Is it fuck?
It is false.
False, yeah.
Is it fuck? Yeah.
Is it fuck?
Justice fork.
Is it fork?
Correct.
Thank you.
Force.
What is it?
It's made up.
No extra information?
No. Just made up.
What do you mean made up? He said it's a fork.
I said, is it fork? I didn't say is it fuck.
He said it was real.
this is confusing.
What? One's fuck and
what
one's
did you
fork.
Say? Is it?
Is it fork?
I heard is it fuck. That's why. No, it's a liar. Just say liar.
No. Got me thinking.
I heard is it fuck. That's why I gave you a point. Oh. You little cheater.
Well, I admitted it. I'm like some people around here.
What do you mean?
You're cheating.
We're cheating. Mark, what's the game?
Right, so I've only had one true one so far.
Yeah.
Correct.
Okay, now. Right, rubbing it in.
Wood. Suck it, fork.
Right, after we finish recording.
Well, what? So, now you said random word generator. Would that come out? Would it give you two words? That's the question, isn't it?
I mean, it could be
suke,
but I'm pretty
maybe
sure
maybe
he was watching
X-Pack. Wait, is it suke or is it suke? Because that could...
That's true.
How's it spelled?
S-U-C-K-E-T.
Oh.
There's no accents, there's no...
Oh, right. So it's not a suck it form, it's a suke form. I'll say that's true.
That is true.
Is it form?
It's a utensil with tines at one end of the stem and a spoon at the other. Yeah. It was used to eat food that would otherwise be messy to eat, such as items preserved in syrup. The teen... and would spear the item while the other end will be used to spoon the syrup.
It's very wrestling heavy one, that one. Suck it and spear.
That's what I heard. That's why I thought I had to get a spelling.
Extension fork.
Is it fuck? Is it fork?
It's a real one. It's a long-tined fork with a telescopic handle allowing for its extension or contraction.
Do you know the interesting thing is? I'm sure that those would have been used when people would have worn ruffs.
You wouldn't be able to like feed yourself though because it would be too long.
Why?
Past your neck.
That's the contraction.
That's the contraction. You set it to your optimum length.
Yeah, but if you're holding the fork, you'll be able to.
No, of course you would. You'd be able to.
You would pierce it, get the thing, and then just like go feed it back in towards you, and then it's
faster.
that thin as well.
Well, it's fine.
So that is true. Extension fork.
Is it fork?
Is it fork? Granny fork.
Granny fork. So that's false.
Is it fork?
Is it fork? It is fork.
Granny fork. What's a granny fork then?
I didn't get a description of this one, unfortunately. But, you know.
Dubious. No verification, but we'll accept it.
Yep.
Take word for it.
Jones. Heat fork.
Heat.
Heat.
Heat fork. Is it fuck?
Correct.
Thank you.
It is not a fork. Nork.
Fork.
That's true or false?
True.
Is it fork?
Correct. It is a knife with a single teen, sharp.
What's a teen?
Teens have a little
blade, I guess.
Prongs.
Prongs, yeah. You'd say prong.
Yeah, but
with a single prong,
talking about forks.
Sharpened, ulcerated, set into the anterior end of the blade.
Mm.
So that's 4-2. And finally, carriage fork.
Is it fork? Is it fork?
Fork. Incorrect. It's false, yeah.
Okay.
Made that one up. 4-2. So, you know, that's another win. Congratulations.
Another joyless victory here for Chris there.
Prince Among Men, what's that?
What? Do you remember what it is?
No, I was just laughing about him, like, choosing not Fort Prince, anything. Oh, right. Like it's about the line of succession. Perfect.
If I remember rightly, it is about Chris Barry.
Oh, no.
100%, yeah, done. Yeah, Prince Among Men.
Oh.
I think he's like an ex footballer.
Oh, no.
I think if that's what I remember. Is that what you were going for? Or are you just asking?
No, I was just asking.
Okay.
I'll go for the dustbin men.
Okay. Dustbin men.
What's all that coming?
It's right at the bottom. So I imagine that was proper scraping the barrel of the games and everything. So
scraping the bin.
Yeah, that's a really old one as well, by the way. I think it's black and white.
Oh, lovely. Oh, love it.
All right, well, thanks as always for listening to Great British Shitcom. And this was Series 5. I hope you enjoyed it. We've watched some...
Sorry.
Real... What did you say?
Nah,
he was agreeing with you, that's all. Yeah. Oh, yes. He loves the audience, Chris. Let's leave that in out of context. Oh, it's so hot in here.
Yeah, sorry.
Yeah, we watched some really like
shit.
I don't want to say shit because I do feel bad slagging things off because a lot of effort went into.
I don't think
we got
a lot out of them. These ones we've watched.
Yeah, I feel like we've watched some a lot better stuff prior to this series.
Mm.
Yeah, running on fumes.
But yes, if you stuck with us this far, then thanks very much. Like and subscribe as always, and tell your mates. Why not?
These people don't have any friends.
Just be openly laughing at that. Ha ha, you're lonely. Don't forget to follow us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and YouTube at British Shitcom using the hashtag Shitcom. Leave a review over on over on iTunes and subscribe. Alternatively, visit www.greatbritishshitcom.com where you can find all that info and some merchandise. So thanks very much for listening as always. We'll be back next series with the Dustbin Men, was it?
Yep.
The Dustbin Men.
Yeah.
Any final words from you, Toe?
You're about to be shot by a firing squad. Any last words?
Formal. Nothing.
Freedom. No.
No. All right, well, bye. We'll see you later at some point. Right, thanks very much for listening.
See you later.
Bye-bye.
Thanks.